Grace and peace to all of you in the name of Jesus the Christ. I'm Pastor Mark McCormick, and this service originates from the sanctuary of the Mayflower Congregational Church in Lansing, Michigan. I'm joined by our worship team, production engineer, and those who sit in these lovely, newly padded pews. What do you think? Yes, they finished. You know, some of you remember last week when they were in here by 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and by Monday at noon, they were done. Amazing, efficient, experienced team putting these in. So wherever you are, and whoever you are, whether here, online, and whatever point in life, we thank you for joining the Mayflower journey, which began on a voyage across the Atlantic Ocean 422 years ago. The journey continues, however. Today, our liturgist is Roger Kennedy, and our special musicians are Barb Fuller and Deanne McCormick. Today is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. About 2 minutes before I walked in today, my youngest son, who knows what I'm doing at 10:30 on Sunday morning, said, "Happy Father's Day, Pops." So I'll talk to him a little bit later, but you know what has changed for me this year? For the first time, both of my sons are now fathers. So I made sure that I was the first one that made the phone calls this morning. I remember some years ago, after my youngest son had a daughter, and he called like he always does on Father's Day and wished me Happy Father's Day, Dad. And our conversation went on for a little while, and then he paused and he said, "Dad, is there anything you want to tell me today?" And I was absolutely clueless. So now I am reminded that since both of my sons are fathers, it's my responsibility to call them. So if you're watching, Kyle or Bryce, Happy Father's Day to both of you. And it is also Juneteenth, which is a break for the mail carriers tomorrow, right? It's also the third Sunday after Pentecost. Our theme is the gospel and mental illness. So we will be considering the intersection in our biblical narrative today when Jesus exorcised a legion of demons from a naked man possessed. Today also begins the summer opportunity to get to know some of our newer congregants. And today, as part of our fellowship time in the Friendship Center, I will be interviewing Judy McQueen during our time immediately following the worship service. So join us for that as we take the summer opportunity just to get to know each other a little better. And we may sprinkle in some longtime members of Mayflower, too. And who knows how long that could go on, but we'll let you know. And you'll also be able to eat some leftovers today. Do you like leftovers? Well, let me give a little heads up on that. Yesterday, as some of you know, was a big event at our house when we hosted the bridal shower for Natalie Singer, who will become Natalie Hufnagel, on July 9th, and it was just a beautiful thing of beauty in our backyard when the weather was just perfection, and so the food is pretty fresh, okay? So don't worry about being, a day old. I think some of you go to bakeries to get day old food, right? All right.